Hello, my imaginary friends. It's M2N here. It's Tuesday, the 27th of January, 2015. This is my audio blog. I heard BJ and Fidden on Audioboo doing Winston Churchill impressions, and very funny it was indeed. Have a listen to that. It's the it's all on the end of a boo about chocolate bar. It's not the one called Winston Churchill, but anyway, they laid down the challenge that people should do Winston Churchill impressions, and I think it'd be quite good on audiobook, so I'm going to do mine now. So that there's a speech that BJ and Fidden were both quoting. So it goes something like this: "We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight them on the landing grounds. We shall fight them on the fields and in the streets. We shall fight them in the hills. We shall never surrender." And it strikes me, that particular bit of the speech, it's a great list poem, isn't it? It's a great piece of poetry in itself. And you can kind of, you could sort of make a, could apply that same list to anything, really. You know, and I can imagine you could do a pop song where you could say, we were dancing on the beaches, we were dancing on the landing grounds, we were dancing on the fields and in the streets, we were dancing in the hills, and we shall never stop dancing, or something. You know, and you know, you could use the same list for even sort of more saucy lyrics. You could have some kind of Craig David guy going, "I'm gonna shag you on the beaches. I'm gonna shag you on the fields and in the streets." You know, you could take it to any extreme you want to. But yeah, it's a great speech, obviously, and it was really funny to hear BJ and Fidden doing different accents, different versions of Churchill. So yeah, thank you for bringing a smile to my face on this cold, crisp January morning. I'm not using the new version of Audioboo. I'm using 4.0.2, and I shall be listening with keenness as to how everyone else gets on before I jump. The only reason I jumped onto version 4 was because they broke the previous versions when they changed the domain name. So you had to move to the new version to get a fully functional app. So I'm happy with the app I've currently got. In terms of it's functional, and the navigation isn't ideal because you have to really go quite deep to get messages and followed posts and all that stuff. But it is possible to do what I need to do with this app, so I'm not going to risk upgrading until I heard a little bit more confidence about it. Yeah. Anyway, that's me for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.